Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of around 15. A man from the small community of Rural near Wapaka is this year's champion liar. The Burlington Liars Club announced that Gene O'Brien wins this year's contest with the quip, "I grew up in a family of 16 children. I never got to sleep alone until I got married." The runner-up was submitted by Neil Everts of New London, who says, "It has been so dry here that the river is only running every other day." And third place goes to Jill Roselle of Burlington for submitting, "According to research presented at the 2015 World Climate Summit, a major climate shift occurred as the result of hot flashes experienced when baby boomers reached menopause." The annual contest has been run since 1929. Two lanes of northbound I-94 in Racine County south of Highway K were closed after 11:30 this morning because of a rollover accident following the pursuit of a stolen vehicle by law enforcement. Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies were after the vehicle at speeds reportedly close to 100 miles per hour. South of Highway K, it made contact with at least one other northbound car, causing the rollover. Two suspects from the offending vehicle were taken into custody with a rescue squad requested for two victims, who were later taken to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Medical Center. Traffic backed up for several miles before all lanes of traffic were reopened earlier this afternoon. Marquette University's Center for Supply Chain Management and the local chapter of the Institute of Supply Chain Management put out data each month that measures manufacturing growth in southeast Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Once again, the number was below the 50 mark, which indicates a continued lack of growth in market conditions. The seasonally adjusted index was 48.53, compared to 45.34 in November and 46.66 in October. The index for the region has been in negative territory since back in March. The Racine Unified School Board will hold a work session in the near future about the Youth Risk Behavior Survey and recent trends in the data. Board member Mike Frontier felt it would prove beneficial moving forward from the point of having a better perspective.
I'm looking for trends, a concise statement, this area is improving, students are feeling more safe than they were 4 years ago. Things like that, that would consolidate all that information and help us get a more clear picture of this issue that surfaces wherever we go, Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, where we can say, hey, based on our data, we survey all our 9th and 11th graders, which I think is very comprehensive, and it's a way of listening to the kids that we serve.
Superintendent Lolly Haas told the board recently they were given three-year trend data back in April from the Youth Risk Behavior Survey and then some updated information last month. The work session will focus on 4 to 5 years of survey results and trends. The Caledonia Village Board next Monday night will be asked to look at allowing chickens on residential properties of less than 5 acres. It's at the very end of the agenda under new business, and the petition comes from Cindy Pratarelli, who already has close to a dozen chickens on her property. It will be up to the board whether to send the request to committee or not. The agenda also has resolutions for labor agreements with firefighters Local 2740, as well as the Police Officers Union Local 403, and there's a resolution authorizing the starting wage for new Police Chief Dan Warren. The State Department of Transportation is urging New Year's Eve revelers to be careful when heading home from their parties tonight. Bureau of Transportation Safety Director David Papps suggests downloading the agency's smartphone app, which can help you find a safe ride home.
Uses your GPS to determine where you're at and find some alternative transportation, including taxi services, mass transit, or local ride services. It has a blood alcohol estimator, so you can say, oh, I had 2 drinks in an hour, I weigh this much, and it'll kind of give you a guide as to what your blood alcohol might be like.
Law enforcement will also have stepped up patrols for impaired drivers tonight through the weekend. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.